podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
Quality BLC Productions.
I must be the greatest.
Let's get that done.
I've been here before and I know what it takes.
Hard work, dedication. BoxingWiz.com.
They want this. TV.
Win, lose, or draw, we're coming to fight. Ain't nobody take that
right.
We're coming to fight.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
When you look at how he throws that left hook, it starts out really low. We're going to see what kind of counter
throw. Oh, the left and right by Maidana. And it's all Marcos Maidana here with a lot of those punches off his shoulder.
I think anybody out there listening there, anybody,
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. I'm joined alongside my co-host, Matt the Hipster Hunter. We're going to get ahead and get into this. There's a lot to talk about, but we're talking border wars. We have some decisions to make. We got to keep our fighters active. And now that Errol Spence has announced his June 16th Dallas homecoming fight, we need to ask our listeners, how big of Errol Spence fans they are, because maybe we can have our Border Wars 3 around Errol's fight, since a brethren of Errol Spence, Eric Cruz, is from Dallas. But that's far too many details. Let me go ahead and bring in the Hipster Hunter, and then we'll wrap it in. Or wrap it up.
Dolly Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
From a wicked entrance, from a blip over the rock. In was knocked out.
When hearing it, the main thing is, I just knocked the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And I know. We're going to get some hate from maybe our own contestants about this, because I know some of them wanted a later date for Border Wars 3 than May or June. But it looks like that's where the schedule, the calendar, is lining up for Border Wars 3. Is it going to be Cinco de Mayo weekend, Canelo Triple G 2 in Las Vegas? Obviously, you know, combined with our live podcast show, most likely at New York Casino and Hotel, with Chivas Regal, Chivas Fight Club, or is it going to be in June at Errol Spence's hometown comeback fight in Dallas, where we do have some Border Wars contestants and some champions at. So it would be interesting to see where we go, where the contestants want to go, where the fans want us to go, and it should be always, as always, a fun show when we're talking Border Wars. Can't wait to chop it up.
Yeah, man, it's definitely some decision-making. It's difficult to decide if there's an A side and should there be A side treatment, because it's not a level playing field. I think that Jose, rightfully so, is the A side. He was a champion first. And he defended it. While it probably wasn't the best first defense of any champion,
definitely controversial.
Yeah, absolutely. He did defend it. Now, on one hand, you know, Cruz is a champion in his own right. Kind of had the Danny Garcia route. You know, was an underdog. Beat the popular fighter or the favorited fighter, and came back in Border Wars 2, put on another stellar performance, and continues to look good. So he can have momentum, which can push him to be the A side. But truly, I think that the Errol Spence hometown June 16th fight is being looked at as a possible event or venue for our Border Wars event because of Eric Cruz and Marvin and their participation in Border Wars 1 and 2, because Cruz is a two-time participant. Now, can you come up with any other reasons why the Texas boys should be granted the ability to host the next Border Wars?
Well, let's be honest here. Who has a bigger TBV audience, Calgary, Canada, or Dallas, Texas? I bet we have way more listeners from Dallas than we do Calgary. So that may be another thing, you know, asses in the seat. Who can put the most asses in the seat? Maybe it is Air Crew. Maybe it is Team Texas. Maybe it is Dallas. Maybe that is the market we should go to.
But we have to think about accommodations and Team Canada.
International flights.
Team Canada has been talking fairly TMT-ish. They've already gone out. And I'm the Floyd Mayweather of the Boxing Voice. So whatever Jose said, we're going to make him stick to it the way that Canelo said he'd fight Floyd at 152. So Jose, TMT Canada, already said that he would accommodate lodging, which means hotel or B&B. And he can correct me if he calls in if I'm wrong about this, but I want to also go a step further and say he said he would accommodate food as well.
I wouldn't go that far. I do remember the lodging part, but it's Jose. I think Jose has always been the guy to make grandiose, sweeping promises, and it's Jose. There's a reason I call him the weasel of TBV.
But wait, you that statement almost comes across as if Jose can't be trusted.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say Jose has backed out on what he has said numerous times. So
backed out on what exactly? Because I have to go on the record and say that Jose has been a man of his word for the many, many years that I've known him, which are over five now. He's played a significant role in the back end of TBV.
I don't mean any serious shit. Hold on. This is Border War, so this is fun and games. I don't mean any serious shit. You know that, right? Like, put that aside for a second. Like, there's been times Jose has been on the group chat saying, like, oh, I'm going to post some footage and never post footage. There's been times he said, oh, I'm going to post this footage of somebody getting knocked out, never do it. You know, like, that's the type of, you know, grandiose claims that he makes that he doesn't back up on. And I think, saying that you're going to, you know, apply all the lodging for all the contestants and everyone coming when also intoxicated is a claim I'm not going to hold anyone to necessarily, just being honest. Because, you know, the drinks were flying, all those, you know, post-fight, everyone was having a good time. Maybe that was Jose just feeling himself and he thought he could say that. You know, I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire for that accommodation per se.
Well, I actually will hold him to it. I believe, whether intoxicated or not, he said it on more than one occasion. He believes that he can host a big-time boxing event in Canada. He believes that he can put together something that will not only have us coming out with ring walks, there'll be lights, there'll be card girls, the whole shebang. He promises to have our names spoken through the intercom system of the DJ. These are all things to consider when considering where should the next event take place. Now, that being said, we also have to consider that if Team Texas, Marvin, the captain, Eric Cruz, the injured Kevin Koala, they even get a ring and gym to hypothetically house 22 fighters plus attendees?
I would assume so. Eric Cruz is a pastor. I trust him more than Jose.
Funny, Matt, just a bit of tennis. You trust the guy that never sent footage inside of a ring outside of one time for Border Wars 1 and his opponent had no shoes on.
Yes, 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 I do. Even though Jose, let's be honest, sort of like owned a gym at this point in some pseudo buyout from Huracan, I don't know if that's really the event. Like, if we go to Calgary, if we go to Canada, it's only for Border Wars. The plus side of either being Cinco de Mayo, Triple G Canelo, or for Dallas for Earl Spence hometown fight, we combine it with an event, you know, a big boxing event that our listeners can also enjoy. That's the benefit of that. If it's just in Canada, then we could pick any arbitrary date. We can pick any time of the year. It doesn't matter. It can be in September. It can be next year. It does not matter because there's going to be no fights in Calgary, Canada.
I hear you, man. I hear you. What works for you?
Very quickly, you have to weigh that over the lodging, the food, and the overall amenities that Jose will probably provide.
For sure. What works best for you?
For me personally.
Do you like, I mean, obviously you don't like the Canada venue, so are
you? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. This is just us playing tennis. My personal opinion, you know, if Jose is offering lodging and all that shit, come on, man, that'd be dope. Plus, Canada is dope. Like, I've been to Canada. It's a fun little country, you know, with nice people. It'd be fun. I think Cinco de Mayo, Triple G Canelo, we're already having an event there. So you got to think about that. No matter what we do, there's going to be a TBV event on that date for that fight, for fight day. So we don't need an event, a Border Wars event for that. We have our own separate thing that day.
Yeah, but that's you banking on, you know, everything, the stars aligning.
In what way? What do you mean?
We're not literally booked yet.
No, we aren't. We aren't technically booked yet. But I mean, I'm going to safely assume at this point that we are. And from a hypothetical argument standpoint, let's say we are. I think it's sort of doubling our energy and efforts for a weekend when we have a big show to do in front of a live audience. You know, I don't know if we should do that. But then again, can we do a event the next month in another state and expect people to pay plane tickets, traveling fare, whatever it may be, in the span of 2 months? For two different fights. I don't know. That would be asking a lot of our fans and listeners to do, and even the contestants maybe. I know some of them are going to want to go to Vegas. There's like the Sals, the Tonys that are in California. I would assume they want to go to Vegas and check out the live show. At least, you know, we're going to see Dempsey there, assuming again. We're going to see the usual crowd there. You know, we just may not need a Border Wars event for that and may be asking a lot of people to go to two events in 2 months. A lot to think about, you know, a lot to sort of bounce off the ideas of you guys out there listening right now. You know, make sure, please leave a comment below
from Dr. Mofongo, who we knew was an obvious choice for Border Wars 3, but now says that if it's not on the East, it won't be doable. But he does have a question. He says he's surprised at the pairing of Border Wars with the fights. Usually it's an appreciation night thing, no? And I'll answer my part. You know, at first I did ask Matt, would an appreciation night be the right thing for the Earl fight since it's his first hometown fight? But at the end of the day, it might be someone like Ocampos that gets the call to be Spence's dance partner. And appreciation nights are usually done around big time fights. Whereas this Border Wars, we're thinking of pairing it with the Errol Spence fight because we have a significant amount of Texas participants in Border Wars, the way that we had a significant amount of LA participants and we went to California.
Also, another couple of points. I would say appreciation nights usually belong for big fights. The rumored Spence Ocampos fight isn't really that, so I don't think that deserves a appreciation night. I think because of the event we have at Triple G Canelo 2, that sort of serves as an event, so we don't put an appreciation night for that. So we're looking for another fight for an appreciation night, and right now this is purely for Border Wars, an event, and trying to pair it with something that would be appealing to you guys. More so we can sort of make it more of an event, you know, have people come out, have listeners come out, watch the fights live if you want to. That's sort of the dream for what this can be.
So if not Texas and not Cinco de Mayo, right? If Cinco de Mayo is too booked because we got the show and everything happening in May, and June isn't right because the opponent isn't big enough for Earl, do we hold off the rest of this year? You know, you've been in this Border Wars chat more than I. What are the rest of the participants saying? Because I thought it seems like there's fights. I mean, first of all, I guess let's take that one step at a time. There are some signed fights already.
Or, you know, half-signed fights. There's a lot of half-signed fights.
Half-signed. Explain.
Where one side or one party signs the contract and the other side has not yet.
No, that was kind of self-explanatory, but I mean, who has signed?
Oh, you want more specifics. Obviously, I think the one that I'm most excited for, Enrique Casual Church versus Chris El Natural Garcia. Chris Garcia has already signed the contract. Enrique has left the group chat. Enrique has been MIA. I'm honestly worried about his health and safety. If anyone's out there seen him, please let me know. You know, he's sort of been, you know, in the weeds. You know, we don't know where Enrique is at right now, so we don't know where his head's at, if he's going to sign the contract. But Chris Garcia signed it. That's one I'm really looking forward to if it materializes.
Yeah. There are a few others I believe are signed, right? We got the main event, or what can take main event position, and that's Eric Cruz and Jose. Catchweight 180, 185?
Yes, I've heard 185. But then again, I've heard Jose say he wants to get down more to like 175. So that one's still sort of up. It's not official yet, but it has been agreed to. Preliminary agreements have been established.
I want to go on a limb and say that one is signed and delivered. Him and Cruz kind of have a pact. Jose's doing this one for not only the wife, but for redemption. He really doesn't like the backlash after his last fight.
Not surprising. Another fight that is potentially signed, Tony G versus the returning Angelo Huracan Habib. I like that one. I really like that one. That one should be a technical display of excellence.
Now, is Tony G going to be able to get down to Huracan's weight?
I believe so. Remember, he didn't cut any weight for his fight with Sal, I believe. He was already at that walking around weight.
I'm getting a message here from the captain of Canada. He's a bit busy in a meeting and won't be able to participate on this live conference call to give us any details, which sucks because I think that the weight is important for Huracan and Tony G.
And there's other fights that are, you know, half signed in a way. Sal and Warren has been a fight that's been negotiated and back and forth. And there's been weight has been the primary reason why that fight has not been signed yet.
I don't know. I pretty much seen some messages from Sal that said, I'm going to go down there, take the belt, bring it back to a division that's more entertaining, that has more fighters.
But remember that his weight target is not the same that you and Team Canada have been negotiating for Warren.
Well, I mean, he heard the rules of the commission. So if he's trying to do any backdoor negotiating, it won't, you know.
It can definitely fly. I think other commission heads can agree to it. Maybe not you, but other commission heads.
No,
there is a catch weight fight for the belt, which has happened. There is precedent for it in boxing. So that is not an issue at all.
No, I don't think it would be fair.
Can I finish my statement?
Is it okay?
No, you can't.
I know that you lost to Warren, so you're trying to put him in a handicap match so that he could lose.
It's not a handicap at all.
No, of course not.
Well, let's be honest,
of course not. Putting Sal, who's the bigger man, in there with Warren, who's the smaller man, and also then giving Sal a weight advantage by, yes, because Warren sucked down a 37. He was asking us to eat. He's like, yo, can I go eat? Can we do this
so
weigh-in?
Even more reason why 144 or 147 should not be an issue.
No, but that's the thing. If he worked to get that shot at 137 because you stipulated it, then let the next man work.
Which was a catch weight, by the way.
All right, but you stipulated it.
Why can't Warren stipulate
listen,
a catch weight?
He did. He did. And you guys are trying to go above and beyond that. You stipulated as the A side, okay?
Warren hasn't said anything about weight.
Yes,
you
did.
Have.
Let me talk. Yes, you he... Dog. Yes, he did.
To who? You?
To Jose. And Jose relayed the message in the chat.
Oh, there we go right there. That's the breakdown. Jose is relaying a message from somebody. I want to hear from Warren's own mouth.
You don't need to hear from Warren's own mouth because
– Oh my God.
You need to let me speak, bro. You don't need to hear from his own mouth because he gave an extra 3 pounds. Instead of saying what I said and make people challenge him at the weight that he won the belt, he said he's daring to be great. He said anybody at 140. Anybody. So
he's
now what?
I don't understand how that's that big of a deal. That's not a pat on the back. The guy walks around 145.
You're a hater. You lost to him, so you want to see him lose. That's all it is.
No.
You sucked him down. You sucked him down, and now you're going to tell me it's not a big deal that he fucking opens up the gate to 140 when you sucked him down?
Let me finish. Warren, if Warren wants to fight at 140 or below, that's totally up to him. But so far, I have not heard him say that. I've heard you argue that, and I've heard Jose argue that.
Because that's the message that Warren sent to Jose.
I have not seen that message. That's all I'm saying here. I would rather see Warren.
This whole thing that you have going on, this narrative that you're trying to sell the people that Jose is untrustworthy is whack because he's never lied.
No. You guys are talking for somebody.
No,
I'd
we're not.
Talk for them
Jose's all. Always been the captain for Canada. If he says Chris is willing to fight
come
him,
on,
so
come
why?
On,
oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before Chris.
So does every other Canadian talks for himself, but
yo,
Warren.
before Chris even started biting on that Enrique fight verbally himself.
Yo, get the Snickers.
Jose came and gave us confirmation.
Okay. But Chris actually said something.
No,
like, I can go back
no,
and say Chris
came back
this.
And reassured you. That's all.
That's Chris, great though. Why hasn't Warren done that?
Whatever, bro. Yeah, I see what it is. I see what it is. Warren whooped you, so now you want him to go through hoops of fire.
I just said if Warren does not want to go above 140, I have zero issue with it. I have not heard Warren say that.
All right, we can move on. That's one fight that's signed or that will be signed or will not if you can't make that 140.
That's okay, man. Grab a Snickers, man. It's okay. I know you had a long day at the Showtime Presser. Make sure you go to youtube.com/theboxingboys. Check out all of that extra content from the Showtime huge press conference that Ness went to. Was it solo dolo, or did you have Doomy with you?
Nah, solo, bro. They only let me get one in there. It was
That's sad.
They was talking that. Nah.
What other fights are signed and delivered, Ness? Because I don't know any other
Well, it seems like California has some ducking infestation.
With who?
I don't know. Your boy Chris with 5 amateur fights all of a sudden thinks Doomsday is too much of a challenge coming off of a loss because he's a Diamond Gloves champ.
No, we talked about that. Wait, the weight's the only issue. We just have to get the right weight and we can sign that contract, no issue.
What's the right weight? I thought Chris was 190 and he wanted to lose some weight.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. It's whether it's going to be 180 or 185. You know, that's really the argument.
The argument. So then you feel confident that's
I have no issue with that fight. Me personally, I have not heard any issues from Chris's side, from Sal's side, from my side. I think we all think that's a great, easy matchup for Chris.
Funny because I thought Sal said no way.
No, I'm again, my internal discussions with, you know, team Bakersfield said that there's no issues with that fight. We just agree upon weight.
Oh, so you're representing Chris.
I'm representing team TBV West Coast.
Oh.
Sal is partnered with, obviously, TBV West Coast and TBV Room in the UK. There's a dual promotional, you know, ship there, sort of like Rigo with Caribe and Rock Nation. And then, you know, Chris is a new guy. I've obviously signed him, TBV West Coast. Don't worry about it. And we're going to be negotiating that fight with no issues. You know, again, weight's the only issue with that negotiation process. And that should be no issue. If Doomy,
yeah, whose issue is it? Whose issue is it?
I would assume it's Doomy's issue because he doesn't want to cut the weight.
What weight do you guys want to get him down to?
I prefer 180.
You want 180?
I want 180. I can. I am willing to go up to 183, but 180 seems reasonable. It's 10 pounds to lose for Chris. I think that's completely reasonable.
All right. Well, let's bring on a stablemate of Chris. And I guess a friend, Iron Sal, who scored his first win on Border Wars Season 2. Iron Sal representing Bakersfield, you said?
TBV West Coast, Bakersfield more specifically.
All right. Well, what's going on, Sal?
What's good with you guys, man? Just tuned in, listening to you guys' conversation.
Well, it looks like Doomsday's coming in on a check-in, and he's saying 185. Stop being a cunt.
Doomy, stop being fat.
Hey, yo, so let
damn,
me get on that real quick.
His girl just said he could do 175. Uh-oh. His
girl,
Barbie wants him to get even lower. She's like, fuck that, Doomsday. No 185. Get down to 175. So you talked to Chris and
yo,
he said
man.
What?
Yo, man, I talked to Chris, man, and he said that he doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that he'll fight Doomsday. But, I mean, there's a couple of stipulations, which is the weight, of course, is the biggest thing. That would be one. And then it just depends. It really, what he told me, it just really depends where it's going to be, the time and place. You know, it's probably because of his job or something, but. You know, obviously, the closer it is to California, the more most likely that he'll be able to get it done. But so, I mean, as soon as we start ironing out all the other details, he said he's willing to fight doing that. He doesn't care.
Now, speaking of those other details, where do you lie between these two venue options so far? Obviously, nothing is concrete. That's why we're doing the show, just to see, you know, how our listeners and participants feel about these options. I know Enrique's vote is definitely no Border Wars in May.
Are you talking about, like, the place or the date? Which one are we talking about?
Well, both, right? Cinco de Mayo Canelo or Errol Spence, Texas?
Or Team Canada in Calgary.
Well, well, the last time I talked to Jose, I know he was talking about doing it, like, they'll be good in Vegas because it's, like, a neutral point for most of the people, like, neutral for California. He said it's not too far from Canada and it's not too far from Texas. So, I mean, it sounded good to me for Vegas. But, I mean, if it's not Vegas, if it's Canada or Texas, I mean, at the end of the day, it really kind of doesn't matter, man. It'll be dope to see both places because I've never been to either place. But I'd rely more on Jose, nothing against Cruz and stuff, but Jose's more, he's like that business savvy type, you know what I mean? I have faith that if he says he's going to put something together, I've seen the type of person he is, it looks like he gets it done. And I'm not saying nothing about Cruz, I just didn't see, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see Cruz in that type of situation and shit, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I rely on Jose, you know what I mean, and his word.
I have to agree with you. With Cruz, you just have to wonder, will they be able to get a gym to house all of us? I mean, you know, Doomsday and I have some sort of relationship with R&R where Earl trains at. But, again, we're talking about 22-plus people. And you're saying Vegas. Matt, how do you feel about Vegas? That's news to me.
About people being okay with Vegas? That's news to me as well. I thought people wanted it later on in the year, not sooner. So I'm kind of shocked by that. But I have no issue with it. You know me. I can roll with anything, you know. If it's Vegas, it's sort of every bird with one stone. So I get that. And plus, like Sal said, it's sort of neutral territory for everyone. Everyone is going to have to travel. So that's kind of equal in some way for everyone. I don't mind it. It is a little bit soon, though. And it means that we have to start ramping up preparations ASAP.
Well, what about in September?
Vegas.
Well, if that's, but there may not be a Canelo Triple G fight in September.
Yeah, depending on the winner. And also, the problem with waiting till September, too, Sal, is you run the risk of the weights. You guys are going to get out of shape. Yeah, you seem dedicated.
I can't speak on everyone, but I mean, for me, it's, I know what you guys are saying. You guys want to keep it going and stuff, but for me, it's kind of like, if you put yourself to think about it, if we do it like May or something like that, and there's people, obviously there's people that aren't going to sign back up to fight. So if we get new people, I mean, we're limiting them to, what if they're like, you know what I mean, not at a level where they're beginners. Like, they're not going to have too much time to get into shape and get in, you know what I mean, get their boxing skills up and stuff. So September would give them more time to get into shape and all that. And, I mean, if you sign a fight, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, you sign the fight and there's going to be stipulations and you come in overweight, you come in on that, then you get penalized. And that's on them. Because for me, it's like, you guys know, I just want a title fight. You know what I mean? That's why I'd been talking about the Warren fight, because Jose's title's caught up with Cruz, and then obviously you're a freaking heavyweight. I'm not going to go up that high, so that just leaves one belt, and that belt's down there. So if I have to go down there and bring it back up, if I know if it's in September, then I can do that. You know what I'm saying? The way we'd have to talk about it, but, you know, and that's something I'll talk about with Warren himself, and we can iron out everything. But if he stays 140, then I mean, it's more realistic for me to cut that weight and make it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah, but Sal, I mean, look, let's continue to be realistic and at the same time add a little hypothetical and entertainment here. Warren's the A-side. So Warren doesn't have to wait 6 months to help you make weight. Warren could take another fight. And you could take another fight at a lower weight. Warren could stay at his weight and fight. And I already recommended that he do a you know, maybe a Sean Du title defense. And on the other hand, you fought at what, 160? Maybe you try and get down to 155 or 150 for your next fight. This way, your next fight is at 140 instead of going down all one shot. You don't have to do that all in one shot. I mean, it is your first fight.
Yeah, no, I feel you, but I mean, at the same time, you got to understand where I'm coming from. Like, I started at 210 in this whole process, so I lost 46 pounds. So if I got to lose another, what, 15, 20 pounds, the sky's the limit. You know what I mean? I'm going to push myself. I lost 46 pounds. You really don't think I'll lose another 20? I mean, I'm not. It's really realistic to me.
No. I believe that you can lose it. I'm not saying you cannot lose the weight. I'm just saying that I don't think that we, especially after what happened with Doomsday and Mitty fight, I don't think that we could wait till September to do Border Wars around your fight with Warren, because weight issues happen. We can't build the fight around, you know, someone making weight again.
But Sal and Warren probably aren't.
You're not coming in, Matt. What?
Sal and Warren aren't the main event, probably, right? I mean, there's another fight that we haven't talked about yet that is potentially signed and delivered that could be the main event.
Exactly. And that's more of the reason why we even have Texas as an option, because if Cruz, who is self-made, he had the Danny Garcia route, He was supposed to lose versus Huracán because Huracán was this big shot amateur from Canada with all these undefeated fights and belts. And then Cruz put it on him. Then he turns around in his second performance on Border Wars 2. He also looks spectacular. And, you know, it seems like Jose has agreed to the unification. So if Canada doesn't make sense, I think Texas does make sense, especially now that Earl.
That wasn't
has
what
a
I was
home.
Mentioning. That wasn't what I was mentioning.
What you were mentioning?
Yo, come on, man. It's the other guy on the line right now on Blog Talk.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's get to him. Hold on a minute, Sal, so you can hear about this. This is true. This could be main event. If it isn't Cruz and Jose.
This has to be main event. This has to be.
I don't know if it has to be. I mean, Coach Mitty didn't put on a performance. What? You're going to tell me he put on a performance that meant?
Yes. Yes, he did. You know why? You know why he put on the performance that was a fucking spectacular? Because he went up against a guy that was 30 pounds bigger than him. That was a Diamond Gloves champion. That
yeah, but the fight wasn't exciting.
It doesn't matter. He fucking outclassed him. That was a boxing clinic.
Man, I think you just got it out for doomsday, bro. Yo, listen. Like, you got to do something. And Mitty, he did what he had to do. He got the W. But there's nothing memorable. There's no highlight reel there.
And Jose's going to get off a DQ win. And Erickson get off of almost getting stopped by Zach. Come on, man.
Eric was almost stopped by Zach?
He got knocked down. He got standing eight.
Dude, it's the heavyweight division, man. You're bugging right now. All punches hurt. And if he got a standing eight, so what?
Come on, man. Come on. I'm just saying.
Yo, did you get a standing eight?
No, I did not.
You're lying.
I swear to God, I did not get standing eight.
Yeah, Mitty was in your bag. That's why.
Mitty versus JD from Texas, former pro boxer. Yeah, I think that should be main event.
And now Mitty's what, 9-0 with the Doomsday win?
Fucking outclassing of Doomsday. That was, he Billy Joe Saunders him. Come on.
Yo, crazy, because this is where Doomsday could have been. He could have been testing his mettle against JD and seeing just how good he is. But instead, Coach Mitty gets the glory. We'll give you some backstory on JD. JD's been in the ring with quite a few pros. He's even sparred the Charlos. He's fought Yandel Evans. I mean, he's been in there.
Charles Hatley.
And he's even fought Charles Hatley. But it'll give Mitty, I guess, a sense of where he is at in this game on the pro level.
Absolutely.
We'll bring in JD. JD, I'm sorry, you know, as you've been listening, we are rebuilding the board, so I highly doubt I have your intro. Nope, I don't. Yeah, I was robbed of many intros, unfortunately. But JD, I know him hearing that it's going to be that it could possibly be in Texas is definitely news to his ears. Good news anyway, right, JD? That makes it a lot simpler for you.
Yeah, that's dope. I like to travel, me though. Like for something like that, I would really love to travel. I hate I missed that last one, but man, some crucial shit happened right before y'all that trip, so I wasn't able to make that. But yeah, that would be dope though. Pretty much no matter where it's at.
That sounds like music to my ears. Because that means that for sure we got a fight between you and Mitty, which would put it in Border Wars history as the highest level fight thus far. And I just want to ask, I know you watched the tape, so what do you think of Mitty as an overall opponent?
To be honest with you, all the way honest, I was impressed with Doomsday. I don't know the backstory on Doomsday, but he was showing like a little skill in there. I don't know if he had any amateur fights, or anything like that, but I was impressed with the movement, at least, until he got tired. But
wasn't that,
if you go back,
he get tired in the first round?
Yeah, he got tired at the end of the first, but if you go back and watch, it almost looked like he could have controlled that fight easy if he was in shape. But Mitty, to answer your question, man, Mitty, he nice. He looks aggressive. It's just the only thing is, kind of like I don't want to just completely shit on him, but the skill level, you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to compare this to like pros that y'all would know. Like Mitty got the style of like a basic kind of style, like nothing explosive, nothing sticks out, but he. It do look like he gonna bring some pressure though, you know what I mean. So, but when I say like skill, I'm thinking of a guy like Hank Lundy. You could tell Hank got skill, you know. You could tell Terrence Crawford got skill and pop with their punches. But it just looked like Mitty would just bring that, you know, that steady pressure.
But do you think he has pop?
It looked like he have. I didn't see no snap on these punches. You know what I mean. So, it looked like he have enough to keep somebody at bay.
How'd you
but
score that nothing, fight between him and Doomsday?
I just had him out working Doomsday.
Okay.
If any round I would have gave Doomsday, it would have been the first. But, man, can we talk about y'all fights, though?
whoa. Wait a minute. Yep. Wait a minute. Have you had the opportunity to watch Mitty versus the Rock Nation signed Dominican Olympian who lost in the Olympics to Vasyl Lomachenko, Wellington Aris Romero, which is on Patreon?
No, I didn't.
Southpaw. Aren't you a Southpaw?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Mitty was in there with that Southpaw. 140 pounder, too. You might want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Listen, we're going to come right back to you. Don't go nowhere. We got Enrique on the line, and we need to sign us a fight. I feel like Oprah. You gotta fight, Enrique. Do we have a fight?
Yo. What up, first of all? You know what I'm saying? Can I get a what up, first of all? Damn.
What up, first of all?
All right. Well, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I've been thinking a lot. And, the fight took place in California, and I heard this Kendrick Lamar. I've been listening to a lot of Kendrick Lamar lately, starting like on Monday, and this verse, it was crazy. It was like, I don't even remember the lyrics, but it was something crazy like, tell me what you gonna do to me, you know, confrontation ain't nothing new to me, and it kept going. You can bring bullets, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the troop to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't signing a fight today, but I'm ready to fight. I'm going to get incredibly ready. And I always fought wild. So Chris, right? That's the brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dude who want me to sign a contract?
Yes.
Yeah, he's being crazy vocal. He's calling you. I mean, you know,
I could be screenshotting
shit, but
it's all good. You shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Let him talk to silence, but just know that he got a fight coming to him. You know, I fought Big Bill wild as fuck. I fought Nesta Gibbs wild as fuck. I was told not to fight Jose Wild until I got in the pocket. I'll fuck Chris up. You know what I'm saying? and I'm ready to fight him. I'm going to fight him. You know what I'm saying? Cinco de Mayo ain't going to be my week to fight him. I'm not committing to Cinco de Mayo. Come July, yeah, I'm going to fight Chris Gonzalez. What's
going on? Yo, he called him Gonzalez. Yo, Cash, you doing that on purpose?
Yo, I said Gonzalez brothers, the Gomez brothers, fuck both of them.
Oh! Yo, one trying to lose weight to stay out your division.
It don't matter. Look, first of all, I saw him. He hops around. He's cool, but he's slow, number one. And when I get all wild, right, how he's going to respond to that? I saw his punches coming. Matter of fact, I didn't even see the tape after. I didn't even see the recording. I saw it live. His arms, I think they're too short, actually. His body and his arms, they're not in proportion. So he about to get fucked up, no matter what he does.
Hey, Cash, so we want to, you know, you're a host around here. You've been on Border Wars 1 and 2. You know, you're influential. Boxing Fan Apparel has definitely made its impression on TBV with the good work that you have put in. .com. Where would you prefer? Obviously, your vote is against Cinco de Mayo. We've gotten news today that Showtime announced Errol Spence Jr.'s first hometown defense in Dallas June 16th, not July, June 16th. And being as though that we got a main event fight with your former opponent, Jose, 2-0 Jose, the champ, taking on Cruz in a unification at 180 and 85 pounds. Eric Cruz.
He's going to retire him. He's going to retire him. If the champion quit with a punch, right, that shook his whole bell out, right, come on, how the champion going to sustain Cruz pressure? You know what I'm saying? He going to run. It's possible Jose could run. It depends on the size of the ring.
Yo, but you don't know. I mean, Jose feels he got confidence. He said, wait a minute, Zach's my sparring partner, and I seen Zach get a standing 8-count on Cruz.
I mean, they just can simulate. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to really go. You know, the movie Sully, the guy, the pilot who landed the plane in the Hudson River, right?
The whole argument
to that movie, the whole argument was like, yeah, you simulated, you trying to get me in trouble and press all these charges against me, but you wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? When the pressure was up and the heartbeat was racing and the sweat is pouring and the thoughts have to come, that was the decision. Jose can't do that. You saw it when he took the punch. You know what I'm saying? DQ for Dairy Queen. You a queen, bro.
Yo, but Enrique, I feel like I get the sense when I hear you talk, like you feel like, yo, that was a legal shot. I should have got the knockout, not a DQ.
I should have got the opportunity to wait to the 9th fight, the 10th fight, you know, Jose to get, instead of a 5-minute, to get an extended, you know, 15-minute, 4-fight gap to come back. You know, he beat me. I was 217 pounds. He was super confident that he was going to do it again to me at 190. The offensive part was he shook my hand and said, yo, I know it wasn't intention, but I can't go on no more immediately after the fight. But when I heard him on the reaction show, he was like, yo, he was a cheater. He was ready to kick me in the balls. He's a cheater, pumpkin eater, et cetera, et cetera. His words, you know, they were offensive, man. So he called me a cheater. So now I'm going to have to beat up his comrade who's heavier than him.
Speaking of his comrade, I believe he's on the line. I'm going to place you on hold for a second to give him an opportunity. Let's get to the Gonzalez brother. According to Enrique Garcia, Chris, what's going on?
No, man, this isn't Chris. This is Eric, man.
Oh, he's calling in to defend the brother.
You know, when you're talking shit about one brother, you're talking shit about both of them. You know, and that boy has a lot of talking shit for someone who came so unprepared and he had a cheap shot his way out of a fight. That's a whole lot of talk for somebody who literally lost his first fight pretty close, but didn't even come close to the second one, man.
This is a whole lot of disrespect.
This is a whole lot of disrespect. And then I heard that you want to come down to my weight to 180, to 175, but yet you couldn't even make 200. How does that make sense, boy?
Well, I mean, I have him on hold just so there's no back and forth. But since he is there listening, let's get some statistics so that the world can kind of pair these two up. How tall is Chris? Because he seemed tall on Fight Night versus Santiago.
Chris is, he's 5'11". He's 5'11 on the dot.
Wow, he seems taller than that, right, Matt? Okay, 5'11". I think that's right on par with Enrique. Wait a minute, we might have a fight. And Chris agreed to the catch weight of 228.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think Chris's goal would be to come in a little bit lighter, to be a little bit quicker. But the catch weight's no problem. We all know that Enrique won't be able to make the weight, so catch weight, whatever it may be, it's no biggie to him.
Well, Enrique's already at weight, being as though that he's 217 or whatever. It's a heavyweight fight, but since Chris is 246, which is significantly heavier than Enrique, he did suggest a catch weight. But I thought that Chris was taller. I'm sure Enrique is going to be happy to hear that he's only 5'11". So what are some of the advantages you think your brother has over Enrique?
Well, first and foremost, skills. Enrique has none. He hasn't shown anything within two fights of any boxing skills. He reminds me of just a bar brawler. What Enrique is. He has a short temper, doesn't know how to be disciplined enough inside the ring. He has a great boxing voice, but he definitely has no boxing skills. There's no question about it. So, number one, being boxing skills. Number two, strength. Enrique is a solid guy. When I had the opportunity to meet him briefly, shake his hand, and just kind of shoot the shit for a few seconds with him, you know, even putting my hand on his shoulder. He's a pretty solid guy. I'm not taking anything away from him in the sense that he doesn't have power, but what good is that power if there's no control behind it? So the number two part of it would be, you know, I think strength, you know, my brother would be on more of the stronger side. And I guess Santiago would have to be, you know, a person that would confirm or deny that. But, you know, that is second. Third is his footwork. My God, like, you know, I was even surprised myself, and that's my own brother. When I saw the videotape and even seeing it live, the boy was natural. And I used to bug him about that name because it reminded me of Ric Flair's Nature Boy shit, you know what I mean? But he definitely has the footworker. And I think that with some proper training and a serious camp this time and dropping weight, even include strength and speed, I think this is going to be a knockdown. There's no question about it. I'll put money on that knockdown.
Damn, so you think he's going to knock Enrique down. Garcia, let me get to Enrique just to see how he's receiving some of this. Enrique, 5'11".
Before we go to Enrique, it does have a history of being knocked down.
Whoa, Matt's really not cool with
Matt,
you.
First of all, my knockdowns, it's cool. He can mention it. That's all right. That's who he is. I'm keeping myself who I know him else other in the boxing ring. So let's just keep it real. So first of all, I fought guys like Big Bill. What's Big Bill's height, Ness?
6'4".
Skill level. 6'4". What's your height, Ness? Ness, what's your fight? Height. Six fight.
Like,
what's your skill level compared to Chris?
I mean, I've had more
between
sparring
matches. A 1 to 5, and let's say Chris is a 4. Would you say you're a 5, or would you say you're a 4, or would you say you're a 3?
You put me on the gun.
Let me just ask you.
Yo, I'm Floyd Mayweather, so I'm a 5. I'm a 6.
All right.
Yo, why Matt?
Cool.
Matt is
right.
Not an outfit.
So. Yeah, Matt's whack though. So now let's take it back to Jersey Boy, right? Let's take it back to Jersey Boy, right? Them dudes in there that's like 23, 28, you know, working at Home Depot, you know, coming in the morning, busting their ass, got light on their feet. They're 6'1", you know what I'm saying? They 220 pounds, right? Would you call them killers, goons, or would you call them like, yo, I'm this boxer and I'm ready to slug it out and I'm going to predict a knockdown? Which one do you call them? The goon killer that just want to take your head off for a reputation to say they did that in the gym? Or the kid that's like, yo, I'm training, I'm going for the golden gloves? Bottom line is it's a violent fight all the time. You know what I'm saying? At the Jersey Boys. So somebody saying they're going to come to knock me down, that's cool, right? And Eric is right, right? I'm a madman. If somebody hits me, I do get upset. If somebody say they're going to take my head off and put me down, I do get upset. The fight that, Ness, that you hit me on the ribs, was it a wild fight? Was it the fight you said you saw stars? Was it the fight that when we were doing sit-ups, I don't know if you recollect this, but I heard you say, yo, to Matt, yo, he would have stopped me.
I don't remember that.
I mean, listen, I know a motivated Enrique is a dangerous Enrique. I never expected a foul. You know, Matt can laugh and make faces all he wants. That was a freak accident.
Enrique, hold on. You believe in a motivated Enrique? When have we ever seen Enrique motivated for a fight? When have we ever seen Enrique truly motivated for a fight? Remember, he did miss weight for his last fight.
I think that you're wrong. I think that he showed extreme dedication in this particular Border Wars. I just think that Enrique is proof that boxing isn't easy, and life, if you're not 100% dedicated, can get in the way. And it did. I mean, let's be honest, Enrique's on a different level, and it's not the same him missing a day of work as a normal person missing a day of work. He makes a lot more. So, you know, he's got to make those sacrifices to go to work rather than, you know, train because of the line of work. It takes him away from the gym.
Now, Matt, that says a lot about you who, you know, strictly committed full-time boxing voice and has all the day on earth to go to the gym and commit and run and do push-ups and et cetera, et cetera. And you still got the ass. So you out of everyone, sit in the corner, in the towel, in the sauna, in the cold shower, whatever it is that suits you, you know, with the plastic doll or the real lady, and enjoy the rest of your life as somebody who doesn't box because you get your ass whipped.
Enrique, your fight ended in the first round, homie.
Yours is a three-round bloodbath.
TKO loss of a record, homie. Come on.
Yo, you know that the both of you
come on,
hate each other, but y'all got the same record.
I don't hate Enrique. I love Enrique to death.
You
He's
be
the
hating
homie.
On Enrique.
I'm hating on him. Yeah, absolutely. On you know why? I have the same record as Enrique. Am I over here talking a bunch of shit about my next opponent? Nope.
Yours
yeah,
is obvious.
But it's different.
Enrique, how much shit did he talk about Warren?
He talked a lot of shit about Warren.
But not after this fight.
Mouths and mouths.
I'm humble. Learn it.
But that's the thing, Matt. You were humbled because you lost a fight. Yeah, he didn't lose a fight. In his eyes, he didn't feel he lost. He got DQ'd. It's different than being humble, bro. He didn't get outclassed. He didn't get beat.
He came in 20 pounds overweight and lost in the first round.
Yo,
that's embarrassing.
I keep telling you, in Enrique's eyes, he knocked Jose out, man.
I know, but Enrique, in everyone else's eyes, you got embarrassed, homie. You came in 20 pounds overweight and lost in the first round.
It's true. I have a lot of messages, Enrique. I have at least three messages, personal ones, that people like, yo, That's fucked up what Enrique did. I'm mad as hell at Enrique. Like, they don't understand that it was a mistake. They ain't trying to hear that.
It's all good. You know, they say, they professional boxers say it all the time. Boxing don't love you as much as
you love
boxing.
Look at this. So, apart from Enrique fucking up, I'm not going to lie, but I kind of hate him for doing that shit. He doesn't realize that we've seen that in boxers before. Whenever they don't want to be in the ring or things are not going their way, they start doing some fucked up shit to try and redeem their credibility.
Be honest, Enrique.
That person never been in the ring. Go ahead,
Enrique,
Matt. Say what you got to say.
Did you not have a slight mental episode a couple of days before the fight where we were all questioning your sanity?
Sanity? What the fuck?
I have the videos. I can send them to everyone. I'm just saying.
What are
you
talking about?
You were very concerned about Enrique's mental stability going into this fight. And you're saying right here that, yes, a lot of fighters, when they're not mentally stable in a fight, do stupid shit. Maybe Enrique was, all the pressure got to him.
Nah,
what videos?
No, hold on.
I can send
them to you. Mentally stable in a fight means, like, you have no control. This fight was, like, 18 seconds long. You know what I'm saying? We bounced a little bit. Boom, jabs was thrown. He got punched in the stomach. He punched me back. He came up. He punched me again. I punched him in the body again. He held on to me. The referee yells, break. Boom, he gets punched in the head. He faints. That was the fight within 18 seconds.
Oh, listen.
So there was no stability.
Enrique.
And anybody who trains you, Ness, and you know this, says, yo, you are going to get hit. All right? So calm down, relax, step back, don't count that. Let the judges count that. You do what you do to get your judges to count your shit on.
Yeah, Enrique, but the judge or the ref took control and did disqualify. I want to thank you, obviously, for joining in. We will look forward for you to sign your fight with Chris. It sounds like one that everyone is excited about. Matt, I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wrap up time.
Yes, it is.
We didn't really settle anything. So what are we settling in closing? How are we settling this in closing? We need a location. Because if we don't settle on one, it might end up being September the way that Sal wants.
I think we're going to probably wait till next week to make an official announcement. We're going to wait for some more news to come out for Canelo Triple G 2. Obviously, Earl Spence's next fight. I think we're going to wait for a week to come out with anything official. Maybe do some Patreon polls. So look out for that on Patreon to determine the location and venue and time, et cetera. So be on the lookout if you're on Patreon. That's all I have to say. Because we have not made a decision, and I assumed we weren't going to make a decision live on the air.
No, only if we had an overwhelming amount of people. I mean, we didn't even have any Texas boys call in.
We had Marvin in the chat. Shout out to Marvin.
But I don't even think he acknowledged that we were trying to bring the rodeo to his town.
I don't think Marvin cares.
Uh-oh. We might have to wait around for the – oh, he can't call in. Jose say he's calling in 5 minutes, but lines are down, Jose. It's over. I guess we'll have that conversation off air and see what you can offer up. Yes. You know, the other Matt sent me a large file of sound bites.
Ooh. Thank you, other Matt.
Yep.
The OG producer of the show.
You know, we still need that. I wonder who made that outro. Boom, boom. I wonder if that was...
It's not a Dollar song because you don't hear Dollar DiBiase anywhere in the song.
True. We need an outro, man. I can't find that.
It's so depressing. No.
Oh, JD want to talk about the casual fight. Let's hear it. What's up, JD?
So what I saw, man. Hold on 1 second. I got this shit playing in the background. Give me 1 second. But anyway, man, one thing I saw was
that shit reminded me of somebody who get hit with a low blow. And, you know, the ref will give you 5 minutes, right? So I'm not really blaming Casual for that shot. Maybe he didn't hear the ref. Maybe he did. I didn't hear his side of that, you know, of what happened. But for Jose to just flip out like that, I mean, like I said, if you get hit with a low blow, take your 5 minutes, level your head, get back in the fight, and then go back at it. You know what I mean?
That's
Jose, what happens in a fight.
Jose tries to,
and plus it wasn't low blow.
He tries to factor in the fact that it's like, yo, I got hit with this shot and this guy's 30 pounds overweight.
Okay, look. Again,
they had a weight stipulation.
I understand that, but he came off of them gloves real quick. It was like he was looking for a way out. You know what I mean? That's how I interpret it. Like you didn't come this far to flip out like that. You know what I mean? I just think they could have took the little 5 minutes.
I hear you, man. But isn't that fault of the referee?
No, I mean, look, shit happens. People get hit after the bell. You know what I mean? This happens. We see it in boxing all the time. People get damn near knocked out, but they still get their 5 minutes.
You're misunderstanding me, though. He could only get 5 minutes if the referee gives it to him. If the referee, you know, calls for an immediate DQ, you know, there's no
which
5 minutes. There's
which
no five.
Happen.
Yeah, that's what happened. There's no 5 minutes to give.
The ref did not go to
okay,
Jose
but,
and say, hey.
I want. Yeah, true enough. That's because Jose came off of them goddamn gloves and headgear so fast.
The ref ain't have time
to react.
Listen, we wanted to believe that, but we watched the tape. We watched the tape on the cutting room floor. And Mitty says, break, break, break. Punch lands. As soon as he punch lands, he's like, that's it, disqualification. He didn't even let Jose get up. Like, he didn't even check Jose. He didn't even bend down on his knee to check Jose. Like, the minute he said, like, I guess in his mind, he was like, yo, I said it three times. He didn't listen and threw the punch. It doesn't matter. He called it right there. And we kept rewinding.
Okay.
You can hear it. We rewinded a lot just to make sure of how many times he told Casual to break. But to be fair, it couldn't be heard in there. We didn't expect that big a crowd, that many people to cheer. It was crazy. We didn't expect that.
Okay, so one more quick argument. Is it, whose job is it? Let's say the ref did mess up. Whose job is it to say, okay, all right, look, these guys came too far. You know what I mean? I came too far to
let the fight be over. It's the commission's job, which hypothetically is myself and Jose and Matt, among with others. And I tried to go down that route. Believe me.
Very quickly, per the rules, we could not, like, restart the fight. That could not work out. It would have to be declared a no contest.
Yeah, I wanted to restart the fight. I wanted Jose to take, like, a fight off, let the other two fights come on, and then they become the main event. Just because of the travel, the time, and, you know, we're not fighters. So there was a lot of work put into it for, you know. But again, Jose looked at it like, yo, I put the work in. He didn't. That's how he looked
right.
at it.
Well, I'm going to have back and watch it again. But I'm sure y'all did. Y'all gave it a close review.
I mean, Casual would be happy with a no contest. Listen, the only way that it could be overturned would have been the comments, you know, after the public viewed it, you know, if enough people felt like, hey, it deserved the no contest, it would have been a Rigondeaux and Chucky Flores, because that could totally happen. If the public demands that it be a no contest, then it can go back. Jose is actually trying to call in.
Tell him to call in on Skype.
Yeah, I just told him.
And to be honest, from a personal standpoint, I have no
idea
that might be very clear. I have no issue with that fight being declared a no contest from a personal standpoint. I mean, Enrique does have an argument for that. The fact that there was not any ref awareness on Jose before the DQ. He immediately called the DQ when I think under the rule book, that's not how it should be conducted. I do need to look over that again. But under my assumption of the rules with the accidental blow, you should look at the fighter. If he cannot continue, that is when you rule the DQ. If he can continue, that's when you give him 5 minutes. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, I got a quick question. Is Casual still on the line?
No, he's not.
Nah, you know he's Casual Easy.
Damn, because I was going to say, how did that feel, man, to go all that way and you train, you know what I mean, and then it just end like that? Like, I guess you can ask Jose when he get on, man, but I'm about to be listening.
Well, Jose, I don't think is going to be able to make it because he's calling in on Skype or not able to call in on Skype. But no outro, Matt. We're going to wrap it up. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Please use the comment. And there we go. Jose called in.
Oh, I mean.
Jose El Loco Sands. What up? Jose? Jose, maybe you want to get off mute. Hello?
Yo, guys. Yo,
what's
guys,
up?
Can you hear me or not?
Now we hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Maybe not. Yo, you guys hear me now, right?
Yes.
You hear me now?
Yes.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I was just saying, yo, I wanted to call into my favorite show, man, to see what I'd missed. I had some obligations with the kids right now, you know. I heard it's a Border Wars show. Just wanted to see what was up, you know.
Well, we've had a few callers call in and say that they feel that your fight should be overturned and ruled as a no contest. We also had a live call in from Enrique expressing his thoughts on the possible fight between Chris Garcia and himself. We also had confirmation by JD in Texas that whether Border Wars goes to Texas or Vegas, he prefers it to be abroad because he likes to travel, but he will be handling the work known as Coach Midday. He's seen all he needed to see, and he's pointing at the easy work. And
okay,
as far as you, I guess the public needs to know what exactly could be done and when were you thinking of doing it? Because this show is about Border Wars and Border Wars 3. And whether or not it should be on Cinco de Mayo weekend with Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, or should it be in Texas June 16th when Errol Spence makes his hometown fight, since he's the new hot guy and Eric Cruz, your opponent, is the A side, maybe go to Texas.
You know, to be honest, I've said this before in the chat, man. I obviously feel like, you know, I'll do whatever it takes to make things right by the fans. Like, I'm willing to go to Texas and fight in Texas. I think it's a great idea. Like, the Texas boys have traveled. You know, Eric's one of the, you know, the pioneers of Border Wars. So, I mean, until we get everything sorted out and I can bring you guys to Canada, let's do it in Texas, man. I'm all good for that. I know my team will be down for that as well. Allows us to travel to a cool place in the States and check out a fight at the same time. You know, I want to prove who I am and what I'm made out of. Unfortunately, you know, the casual fight didn't turn out the way anybody wanted, myself included. You know, that W isn't as nowhere near as satisfying as the first one was. Right. So, I mean, it sucks. So I definitely want to do what it takes, and I'll go to Cruz's backyard, man. And I'll dance with the devil. Right. Even though the devil in this case is the son of God, right? So, yeah, man, that's that's what I'm down for. I'm excited to be able to do that, and whatever works out for the masses, like the dates doesn't really matter, you know, as long as a majority of people can make it, then I think we should go to wherever makes sense. If that's Vegas, then great. And if it's Dallas, that's good. And if there's some plan for abroad, then.
But Jose, yeah. I mean, do you think that we can do a Border Wars promotion around Eric Cruz when we all know that he only submitted one piece of footage in an actual ring? For all we know, Border Wars 3 might be in the same part they train.
Well, the one thing that we know about Cruz, I know some people can doubt my heart and everything. They can do that, and that's fair. That's legitimate for people to bring up. I'm not questioning that. But the one thing no one can doubt after that event is that Cruz brings it, man. That's the one thing. I truly was amazed by what Cruz was in the ring, man. I was staring straight at his face. And in that very moment, like I realized, like that's the guy I want. That's the guy I want to test. That's the guy that's either gonna destroy me or forever immortalize me, man. And that's what I want, man. I want greatness. And you know what, man? Like it's gotta be that. So people gotta believe it, man. Look at that fight with Zach. If there's a close up, go into his face. See, the guy was smiling when Zach caught him with like a two piece and hit him with everything he had. I saw the man smile and like fire off some crazy shots. Like this isn't just the preacher, man. This guy is the real deal, man. So I mean, it's gonna be exciting, man. Let him carry the promotion. He's the star. He's the A side. You know, all I got is this tainted belt, man. This tainted belt in a dream that I can maybe beat him. But I'm not lying when I tell you I think I can. You know, I'm not lying when I think I can do it. And you know, whoever doubts me can doubt me. If anyone's with me, jump on board, baby. There's a lot of room on the local cart, man, because there's not a lot of fans in there right now. But jump on board and I'll do it, man. I'm telling you. Wherever the fight is, it can be done, man. Let's just get it done. Let's plan it so that everyone can go. Let's make this promotion. Like, I think after the fights, we saw how great this Border Wars really was, man. The fights that we had, the emotions that it drew, like everything about it is amazing. Let's just make it perfect. We've done one, we've done two. Now three's got to be the charm, and we've got to make it so that we're the talk of the town, right? Let's just finish off the small things that we didn't have. Let's get commentary. Imagine that interview after the fight of me and Enrique. If you had like a Jim Gray type personality interviewing us, asking us questions, like, you know, somebody perhaps calling him like an Andrew Golota or calling me a Victor Ortiz. Like, imagine what that would have done to draw the emotion of that match that much more, right? I mean, it should be done that way. We're right close. So let's just put those finishing touches on this project and let's make the third the best there is, right?
Well, we're definitely following in the footsteps of Showtime with the best fighting the best, because not only do we have to take our hats off to you for the introduction of Chris Garcia to Border Wars, but I mean, the guy has a set of balls. He's coming after Enrique, and you know, he's very vocal about it. We had Enrique here on the line, but since we have you, I want to ask. I thought that Chris was easily in the sixes in terms of height. How tall, or what is the height difference between he and Enrique, since you've shared the ring basically with both?
Chris is like, I don't know how to put it. He's like the tallest 5'11 guy in the world. You know what I mean? He's 5'11, but some days he stretches out to like 6'1 and goes back to 5'11, 5'10. Like he's just a naturally big guy. You know, he's not super tall, but he's just a big imposing figure, right? He's taller than Enrique for sure. I mean, I've been in the ring with both of them, and I could tell you guys quite easily, like, Chris is the most powerful person I've ever sparred with ever, right? So I mean, and including Enrique's got some nice power on him too, but I mean, it's gonna be a good fight, and Chris is a talker, man. Let me tell you, like, you know, Chris is gonna be able to sell this promotion. Enrique, you know, as we've noted, is to put it in better words, he's butthurt. You know what I mean? He's upset, he's angry, he's all of those things, and this is his chance, man, to take out all his frustrations on my homeboy, on my buddy, right? And let's see if he can do it, right? It'll be a good fight. Don't count out Enrique, man. Like, it's a scary thing to fight somebody who's got like everything to fight for, right? Like he's if he gets that third L, man, that's it. He's done, right? He's gonna be you know, Doomsday is gonna go and take away his gloves and his new kicks, and that's it. He'll be out of the boxing world. So it's gonna be a great fight. So I mean, I think it's gonna be a nice one, and I think Canada again is gonna continue to shine. And unfortunately for my opponent, you know, I think he's gonna have to suffer his third L, man. But yeah, that's how I see it.
Well, let's hear from Chris El Natural himself, who definitely lived up to the name The Natural. Chris, Enrique all but confirmed that. I mean, he said the fights definitely happened. He didn't want to sign until we have a true venue because he says there's no way he's fighting on Cinco de Mayo because he wants to just, you know, watch that fight and enjoy that weekend. So I guess I'll ask you your thoughts on taking it to Texas to watch, you know, your team captain Jose unify versus Eric Cruz, and the possibility of Texas hosting Border Wars 3. Do you like the sound of that?
Texas is my second home. Go Cowboys. I said it like since the first day. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I lived a short time in Dallas. I know Dallas. Dallas is where we got to fight, and Dallas is where I'm going to eat two kinds of barbecue. I'm going to eat some good old-fashioned Central Texas barbecue and some Ricky barbecue.
Uh-oh, we're calling him Ricky now. Dan, that's crazy. I think that's his son's name. Uh-oh, it's getting personal over here.
Well, I'm calling him Ricky for whichever one he wants to be, Hatton or Martin. Either way, that man's on the ground.
Mm. Now, I mean, Chris, we got to ask you, Santiago and Enrique are two different levels, and you weren't able to put down Santiago. What makes you so sure you can put down Enrique?
Chris, let me back you up here for a second very quickly. Santiago has never been knocked down, ever. Enrique has been knocked down several times.
Well, you know, first of all, before we get to any of that, I want to thank Santiago. That boy made me work harder than I've ever worked in my life. I feel like he's my brother. I feel like he pushed me. He made me find something in me I didn't know. To address your question, though, and this was known way before. I kept it quiet. Only a select people knew. I went in there with one hand. I tore a grade 2 ligament tear in my right hand, and that took a lot of power. There was a lot of I literally couldn't even fit the glove, my hand in my glove, until the week of the fight. So with you know, an injury, inexperience, and coming into the ring, a lot of it was held by adrenaline. So when I think about the power that I showed Santiago, yes, I couldn't drop him, but he also said, and this is someone who's fired hundreds of rounds according to the promotion before this, I was the second hardest person that's ever hit him. And, you know, he told me the hardest was a dude that doesn't even box. So, I mean, whatever it is. But I respect that from Santiago. So Enrique ain't never been hit from what I'm going to be able to hit him with, period.
Now, obviously, you've been able to see footage of Enrique. Has there anything that you've seen in the footage that made you confident?
No, you know what? This whole Enrique thing happened organically. I wasn't looking at it. I'm not. It started after the Border Wars weigh-in show. He kind of threw out this comment about not liking the energy of the Garcia brothers or whatever. He mispronounced my name, but it's okay. He just needs to know the sound my fist makes in his face. But the he talked about the energy. It's like, okay. So when I saw him, I thought it would kind of like squash it. You know, whatever, he kind of, you know, says what's up to my bro. And I said, yo, what's up? I mean, I don't know what energy you're talking about. And he just kind of like does this little shit grin, winks out at me, and just kind of leaves me with shade. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, didn't know that this is the way it was going to start, but that's how it started. And then fast forward a show in which, again, mispronouncing my name, but it don't matter. Ricky's decided to look and scratch a bear, so you found him.
Listen, Chris, I like it because I was highly impressed. Highly. People, you know, like even Enrique, for instance, he says, when I say I seen agility, he says he seen slow. I say I seen power, he says, you know, it's Santiago you were facing. So we'll see how good you look and how active you can be versus someone that is going to be punching back. Because I was impressed with your agility, the way you were able to, jump in and out of danger. I didn't expect you to move around as lightly as you did. And you landed numerous, I believe there were left uppercuts. You were just very aggressive. And I think I was more impressed with the fact that me, myself, I wasn't as aggressive as you were my first fight. So it was just good to see that. So I'm interested to see this fight with Enrique, especially now knowing I had you pegged as such a taller guy. But to hear that you're 5'11", I think that makes you guys the same height.
I'm 5'11". I didn't see Enrique being 5'11". I mean, that is the stretchiest 5'11" I've ever seen, because that boy was kind of like got my nose canal. I mean, I can't even make eye contact with that boy. I kind of have to look down. He kind of have to look up. So I don't know how he claims to be 5'11", to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll know exactly.
Maybe with some Floyd Mayweather shoes, he's up into that 5'11".
Hey, man, he did have some on the last weigh-in, that's for sure. But we'll find out on the face-off. Chris, I want to thank you for calling in and obviously for being part of the Border Wars show. You and your brother both called in, and obviously so did Jose. We're going to wrap it up with Info Joe on the line. Info, what up?
What's up, y'all? This is the champ of Los Angeles. What's up, my boxing brothers? Hey, man, I just want to say, man, I'm loving the shaping up of the new card, and I love the idea of Texas, and I would love to try to go, as even if it's just to help out and coach or ref or whatever, how y'all would need me, or just to chill with my brothers. Hey, for sure, Mitty and JD should headline the card. I had the pleasure of meeting both of them brothers. I love them both. They're about the same height, I think. And no, I think JD might be a little taller, but they're around the same weight. And I think that'll be an excellent fight to headline the card. And I want to ask you, have any new contestants stepped up to the plate yet from just looking at the fights that we had?
Yes. Yes. There's been an overwhelming amount of, requests, asking when's the next one, where's the next one. So that's what we're trying to start with. We're trying to figure out what day is best for everyone, what works best, and then move forward from there. But I'm happy to hear you say that you want to be a part of it in some sort of capacity. Now, let me ask you, does that include even if the show goes on the road? Because remember, we were in Cali this time, but the first one was in Florida, and it sounds like Texas may house the next one.
Yeah, I'm loving Texas, man. I got family in Texas, and I would like to go, man. If those who haven't came and haven't experienced it, man, it's so surreal, man. You're chilling with your boxing brothers that you hear call in every day, and they actually being matched up, and they fighting like hell. But I want to go, no matter where it's at, just to go check it out.
Sounds
great.
One
more thing, man. I would love to see Babyface in the Cobra in a rematch, man. That should be a co-main event if that could happen. That's my call.
Yeah. Joe, I don't know if you know, but Babyface is actually dropping the name. He's going to revamp his whole career. He says he's dropping the Babyface name, and he's actually dropping weight. He's trying to go down to 165. So who knows? If Sal can't get low, maybe or Tony can't get low enough. Maybe Tony and Babyface at 65. I don't know. I mean, I know Donald in Richmond, California at one point wanted to be part of it. I seen him in the chat earlier saying he's good for June or July. So we'll see. We got plenty of people that have been asking for sure. So anyone interested, definitely leave your name in the comment section. We can get back to you there and give you more details, or you can hit us up on other forms of social media. But Border Wars in Texas, it's looking like that's might be the location, and we just got confirmation from our videographer that he likes the location. And listen, man, one thing I can confirm, Matt, is that Texas has some bomb-ass trees. That is true. So far we have Info Joe willing to step up to the role of a ref or a judge. I think we got to give him a judge position.
But he may be biased, though. Let's be honest. Like, that may be, depending on who's fighting, he may not be judging. Let's be honest.
I just think that referee, is he agile enough? Like, Mitty.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying maybe not every fight he should be judging. Because if it's a TBV West Coast, if it's a Fern fight or my fight, you know, I'll be honest here, he might be biased towards us. I'm just trying to be fair to everyone involved.
For sure. Well, I said it once. I'll say it again. I am your host, NestGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.